Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
When a teenager comes to you and says, "Mom, I want to have plastic surgery," whether it's for their nose or breast augmentation or whatever it might be, even liposuction, what do you say to that? Is that your child's self-esteem suffering, or is this something that really would help their self-esteem? My guest today is Dr. Corey Cross, pediatrician and spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. So, Dr. Cross, teens and plastic surgery, where do we draw the line? What's okay? What's not okay?
Well, it's definitely becoming more common, so the line probably has shifted. Then the statistics have changed. In 1996, there was like 14,000 procedures. Now in 2010, that's up 548%. So that's 76,000. So now we figure we're in 2014. It's probably much more than that. So what are these procedures that the kids are having? They are, like you said, there are nose jobs, there's ear pulling, there's breast augmentation, there's sort of the asymmetry correction, the nipple fixing. There's gynecomastia, which is if boys have breasts and they reduce their size. And some of it is a little bit more benign. It's acne scarring, and they might be doing some dermabrasion. But basically, when we talk about plastic surgery, we have the reconstructive and we have the cosmetic, and then we have a gray area. So if you're having a nose job because you've got a deviated septum and you can't breathe, nobody's going to say that that's a bad idea. But if you're getting a nose job because you don't feel like anybody's asking you out, and you want to go to the prom with someone, that's a very different situation. And I think as parents, when, you know, a child comes to you and says that they want to have plastic surgery, your first response should probably be, "I think you're beautiful the way you are." I think that that is really the way that parents should raise their kids, is that we are all different. There is something different, and something that everybody has something they don't like about themselves. And for most of us, we can get past that. So I think that that should be the right response from parents. Now, obviously, there are other situations, and there are some extenuating circumstances, but I think that needs to be a parent's first response, is to try to tell the kid they look beautiful the way they are, and then to try to figure out why they think they don't.
Okay, so first response, you're beautiful the way you are. Now, as you mentioned, gynecomastia, you know, that is something really that boys can be teased, and that's a difficult one. So that's something that is almost a no-brainer. If your son is really unhappy that they have male breasts, yeah, let them get them done. Nose jobs used to be done in the 70s. I had two sisters that had them done, Dr. Cross, so, and one brother, actually. So when you say, look at that, draw the line, we know they're still growing. So something like a breast augmentation, or, you know, any of these others, do we go see somebody and get a consultation to see what's going on, or do we tell them they got to wait?
Well, for rhinoplasty, you're right. They are still growing, and it's not recommended until they are sort of done with some facial maturation. So for girls, that's around 15, 16. For boys, that's about 16, 17. So that's pretty old to begin with. So, you know, you're pretty close to 18 at that point. But yes, we don't want to be changing a young nose that's going to continue to grow. It's the same with the breast implant. So the breast implants aren't actually approved for anybody under 18. It can be used off-label. But you also have to remember that depending on the different implant, they might need to be repeated every 10 years. So you're talking about a lifetime of surgery, and there are serious risks. Now, of course, you're right, ear pinning back, gynecomastia, a nose job. We think of these as more minor procedures, but there are still the risks of surgery, anesthesia, infections, complications, wound healing. This is a serious surgery, and parents need to realize that when they do it. And I'm not saying that no one should have plastic surgery. I agree with you. A boy who has breasts, that's very difficult to get over. But on the other hand, you know, we think of people like Cindy Crawford, who has this mole, who it's, you know, it made her who she is, or Angelina Jolie with really large lips. Like, that's part of her beauty. So I think that kids who have low self-confidence or not great self-esteem, what we realize is that with age, a lot of this gets better, that most teenagers feel awkward. So I think that if a child comes to you and they say they want plastic surgery, unless it is something that is a no-brainer, maybe saying, let's revisit this in 6 months. Let's revisit this when you turn, you know, 17 or 16. I think that that's the right approach. See if it still bothers them a little bit down the line. Because sometimes it is just, you know, a knee-jerk response to not sitting at the cool kid lunch table.
Well, and they can be so dramatic. We all know, especially teenage girls, can be so dramatic. Now, what about something like liposuction, Dr. Cross? Because if I think of children needing to lose weight in this childhood obesity epidemic we've got going, and then they say, but I've tried everything and my thighs are just the way that they are. But we know, again, that they're still growing. But something like liposuction can even lead, you know, if they're obese, can even lead to bullying and that sort of thing. So where do we step in those kinds of ways? Or do we get them a personal trainer and work the heck out of them and make them do 100 lunges?
Honestly, I think the personal trainer is a much better way to go, because you want to teach these children basically skills for the rest of their life. And liposuction is not a skill for the rest of your life. So in general, plastic surgeons will usually discourage liposuction in children less than 18. What they do say is diet and exercise is much more the way to go, that if you need to get a dietitian, that if you need to get a physical trainer, that these are the ways to do this. Because you really can't recontour a body if you just use liposuction. It's just not going to get the same results that you want. So teenagers, they need to deal with the psychological issues of their weight. Then they probably need to go and talk to somebody, and then they need to get on a program to eat better, because this is an issue for the rest of their lives.
Well, it is hard to tell a teenager that as you get older and you get to be your age and my age, this kind of stuff doesn't matter so much anymore. And we don't even, you know, think about it unless it's something that really, really has been driving you crazy. So it does ease off. Now, what about the bullying factor of any of these self-esteem issues we're talking about?
So in doing the research for this, I was surprised at how often a lot of doctors, if you saw them quoted, would say, of course, if it's an issue of bullying, that's a different story. And that rubbed me really the wrong way, because I felt like, gosh, I remember being a kid. Kids get picked on for all sorts of silly reasons. And if you say that it's okay to do it because they're getting bullied, you're almost saying that the bullies are right, that if they're calling you, you know, that you've got big
That's
ears
true.
And they're making fun of you, then you're saying you're right, you do have big ears. Those bullies are right, you should change your ears. So I don't love that way of responding
to it. Wow. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I it's amazing to hear you say it that way, because, boy, that is so true. Okay, keep going.
But no, I mean, that's the way I feel about it. I feel like it's much better to say, you know what, well, you need to find friends who like you for who you are. And obviously, if you do have ears that are the size of Dumbo and they really bother you, that's one thing. But if it's that your ears sort of pop through your hair or whatever, you know what, you're going to grow out of that. Your body's going to change as you get older, and you're either going to become more comfortable with it, or a lot of times with these, you know, lopsided breasts, they change. Girls' bodies fill out. So I just think that you have to realize that your body's going to change for your entire life, and you just need to be more comfortable in your own skin.
Great information. 30 seconds, Dr. Cross. Wrap it up for us on plastic surgery and our teens.
So for teens, we need to remember that we need to try to give them self-esteem from within. We also need to remember that the parents do sign the consent. So the parents, they need to have the power to say yes or no, and they need to realize that they have that power. And gifting plastic surgery to your teens for Christmas or graduation, I just think that sends the wrong message. If a teen comes to you and they say that they want to change their body, you need to talk to them about it. You need to figure out if it's for the right reason. They probably need counseling no matter what, even if you decide to do it, because if they are getting bullied, counseling is a better way to deal with it. And then really just to love your kids.
Absolutely. Love your kids. Thank you so much, Dr. Cross. Really great, sound information. And that's what we're doing here. It's all about the health of our children right here on Healthy Children on the award-winning Radio MD. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.